This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners, it's a wrap. Cameras began rolling on Spider-Man Homecoming earlier this year, and now the actor playing Peter Parker says filming has come to an end. Tom Holland posted a photo on Instagram to mark the last day on the set. Spider-Man Homecoming stars Holland as Parker, with Robert Downey Jr. and Marissa Tomei reprising their roles as Iron Man and Aunt May, as the superhero will face off against the villainous Vulture, who's believed to be played by Michael Keaton. The film will be released next July. Dakota Johnson and Tilda Swinton are set to star in the remake of the classic horror film Suspiria. Amazon Studios has acquired the worldwide distribution rights and is financing the production. Based on the 1977 film from Italian horror master Dario Argento, the movie follows a young ballet dancer who travels to a prestigious dance academy in Europe, only to discover it is a front for something far more sinister and supernatural amidst a series of increasingly grisly murders. Donald Trump's behavior on the set of NBC's The Apprentice included using demeaning remarks toward women and sexist language, according to interviews with more than 20 former contestants and crew members. According to the report, Trump rated female contestants by the size of their breasts and talked about who he would like to have sex with. Trump's campaign is denying the report. Of course they are! The band Gorillaz has debuted a wild multimedia story ahead of new music featuring pearls, demons, and arcade fire jokes. In the Book of Noodle, protagonist Noodle has drifted away from Plastic Beach and accidentally allowed an evil demon to escape from a magical pearl she found. Plastic Beach references the band's 2010 album. Unfortunately for Noodle, the demon is a shapeshifter, and locating a shapeshifter is, quote, like looking for a beard at an arcade fire concert. Check out Gorillaz, The Book of Noodle on YouTube. Disney has greenlit a live-action version of its hit 1998 animated film, Mulan. The studio has also hired screenwriter Amanda Silver. She wrote the screenplays for Jurassic World, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and the upcoming Avatar sequel. A director has yet to be announced. Oh, and here's a heads up. A global casting search will soon be underway to find a Chinese actress for the role of Mulan. The Marvel Universe is coming to Disney's California Adventure, and the theme park has revealed its first detailed look at the Guardians of the Galaxy themed ride. The attraction is titled Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout and draws inspiration from the 2014 blockbuster starring Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, and Vin Diesel as a motley band of interstellar anti-heroes. The freefall ride is scheduled to open next summer. Simon Cowell isn't leaving America's Got Talent anytime soon. NBC announced Cowell signed a new deal to return as a judge on the show through 2019. Cowell, who created the original Britain's Got Talent in 2006, will be joined by judges Mel B, Heidi Klum, Howie Mandel, and host Nick Cannon when season 12 kicks off next summer. This past season was Cowell's first with the show. Cowell's other show in the U.S., American Idol, ended its 15-year run earlier this year. Eric Clapton was spotted visiting with the Rolling Stones over the summer, and now we've got confirmation that he recorded two songs with the band. Also, producer Don Was said it was the best thing he's ever done with the Stones. While the Stones have yet to confirm the new music, they've been dropping some major hints on social media, most of which point to the blues. Mick Jagger tweeted out a photo of a harmonica case with Rolling Stones picks thrown in and captioned it with hashtag playing the blues. Hip-hop artist Kid Cudi has chucked himself into rehab to deal with depression and suicidal urges. The 32-year-old rapper and singer wrote on Facebook, "It's been difficult for me to find the words to what I'm about to share with you because I feel ashamed. Ashamed to be a leader and hero to so many while admitting I've been living a lie. I am not at peace. I haven't been since you've known me. If I didn't come here, I would have done something to myself." Unquote. Kid Cudi's new album has been postponed, but a new single, Surfin', featuring Pharrell Williams, has just been released to appease fans. Toni Braxton is recovering after a health scare landed her in an LA hospital for 4 days. The stay was a result of complications stemming from her battle with lupus. Thankfully, the problems were not life-threatening, and the 48-year-old singer has since been discharged from the facility. Toni is resting at home, and she's fine, her rep told LA Spins. Her condition has improved, and she just began rehearsing for her upcoming tour. We wish her well. Ben Stiller has an important message for men. Ask your doctor for a PSA test because it could save your life like it did his. His doctor decided to include the prostate test among Stiller's blood work during an annual physical when he was 46, even though he didn't have a family history of prostate cancer and wasn't considered part of that at-risk group. Important advice to be sure.
The Trash Bin.
A judge ordered Tori Spelling to pay an American Express bill of $38,000 after a default judgment. American Express sued Spelling, 43, in January over failed payments dating back to August of 2015. It's not the only debt that Spelling and husband Dean McDermott owe. The couple was hit with a $259,000 tax lien in July. Spelling inherited only $800,000 from her father, producer Aaron Spelling, who left a $600 million fortune when he died in 2006. Tori's been supporting herself and her family with reality shows and now is expecting her fifth child. Can you say train wreck?
The news wrap-up.
Go Euro, a travel booking app backed by major investors including Goldman Sachs, has raised $70 million in a bid to expand. Turkey has the largest number of internet-connected devices infected with malware bots that allow criminals to use the device as part of coordinated cyber attacks. Apple Pay launched in Russia, now available in 10 countries. Facebook had its hands full taking down posts on its new marketplace as Facebookers offered everything from sex and drugs to guns.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ben Affleck's The Accountant led the pack at the box office.
The number one album.
Revolution Radio, the new album from Green Day, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition still has plenty of steam.
The number one fiction book.
The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins continues its remarkable run.
The artist known as Nash started DJing at the age of 13 here in LA at high school dances and parties. He started producing cover songs after college, and then he went on to write his own material. He released his debut EP called You in March of last year on SoundCloud. His second EP, titled Us, was released back in March and includes a single that has steadily grown in popularity, and we love it. Here's Nash featuring singer Olivia O'Brien with the song of the week, I Hate You, I Love You.
Always missing people that I shouldn't be missing. Sometimes you gotta burn some bridges just to create some distance. I know that I control my thoughts and I should stop reminiscing. But I learned from my dad that it's good to have feelings when love and trust are gone. I guess this is moving on. Everyone I do right does me wrong. So every lonely night I sing this song.
I hate you, I love you. I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you. I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her.
Yeah. That was LA native Nash with the song of the week, I Hate You, I Love You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.